Hare Krishna, today is a very very auspicious day, appearance day of Lord Balram. So we'll try to glorify Lord Balram Ji and we will obtain the mercy of Lord Balram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjana Jalakayam Shakshuranvalitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalem Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Naminim. Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Vracharinim Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashata Deshataranim Panchatatvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupaswarupakam Bhaktavadaram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktasattikam Yam Brahma Varnendra Rudramarudai Stunbandi Divyaistavai Vedai Sankha Padakrama Upanishat Gayantiyam Samagam Dhyanavastita Dadgadena Manashapashyantiyam Yoginam Yashantam Navido Sura Suragana Devaya Tasmai Namaham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, today is a very very auspicious day, appearance of Lord Balram Ji. Balram Ji is elder brother of Krishna. Bala means strength, Bala Ram means one who give up pleasure. So Balaram is a very very important in our life. His name is also called Baladev. One who worship Balram, he gets enormous amount of strength, material as well as spiritual. And he is the son of Rohini, so he is called Rohini Nandan. His name is also called Sankarshana because he appeared in the womb of Devaki. Then later he transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So Krishna and Balram is non-different. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Only the difference is that Krishna is in a cloud color and Balram ji is in a white color. So there is the only difference. Then Krishna is a supreme god and he is a Balram ji is a supreme servant of God. And Balram ji, he is a Lakshmana. In Ram Lila, he come as a Lakshmana. And Chaitanya Lila, he come as a Nityananda Prabhu. And in Krishna Lila, he comes as a Balram ji. All are non-different. So, Balram ji, he always assists in Krishna's Lila. And he expands in various form. Like we worship Krishna by using aarti paraphernalia like a chamara fan, peacock feather, and we use the lamp, and we use the bell, we use the kartal, we use the mridanga. All these are expansion of Balram ji. He expands in various way so that he can assist in Krishna's pastime. He is also Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tad Vidhi Pranibhatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshayanti Te Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshanah. Krishna says, Hey Arjuna, try to approach a bona fide spiritual master. He will enlighten you about the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is a Tattva Darshi. He has seen the truth. Then Krishna further says, evam parampara praptam. That guru should be in evam parampara praptam. He should be connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a disciplic succession. We should not approach a bogus guru. He does not have a guru. In this world, if you see, many people, they don't have a guru. For example, I am speaking Bhagavad Gita. I have a spiritual master. I heard from him. Whatever I heard from my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, I'm just explaining. That's all. I'm not adding from my own mind. I'm not adding, I'm explaining based on my own experience. It's all bona fide spiritual succession. Evam parampra pratam. This world, if you see, many people, they don't have a guru. How come if I don't have a guru, then how I can explain? I cannot explain properly. For example, if I have not gone to the school, I cannot know, I don't know anything about the, I cannot go and teach to somebody else. How can I teach somebody else if I'm not gone to the school? So we should always be careful. We should always select a bona fide spiritual master, and he should be a devotee of Lord Vishnu. We cannot select the devotee of the snake. Somebody, you see, they worship a snake. He will become the spiritual master. No, we cannot accept somebody who is worshipping snake as a spiritual master. Spiritual master means one who worships Vishnu. He is the only spiritual master. This is explained in Padma Purana very, very clearly. If he is not a Vaishnava, if he is not worshipping Vishnu, if he is not knowing the Vishnu Tattva, then he cannot become the Guru. So, Balramji is a Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master for everybody. And entire universe, Balramji is a, he is Ananta Shesh. When Krishna appears, when Krishna, he sleeps in a, and the Vishnu, he always sleeps in a Ananta Shesha. That Ananta Shesha is a Balramji. And even when we see Vasudev, he was carrying a Krishna baby when he is crossing Yamuna river, and the backside Ananta Shesh, in a thousand hood, and he appeared and he covered Krishna from the rain and all those things. So he always protect Krishna. Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. Out of his love, Balramji always protect him. And he is Ananta Shesha, he is an entire universe. Everything is a Ananta Shesha, is a holding in his hood. Then Krishna, Balramji, Krishna is Navayogana Vedes Durlava Madurlava Matma Bhaktum Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna always Navayovanam, same way Balramji also Navayovanam. He always 16 years, and he is very, very beautiful. Krishna also very beautiful, and Balramji also very, very beautiful. Where Krishna carries a flute and Balramji carries a plow. Venam Gonandamaravinda Dalayadaksham Barhavatam Samasitambuda Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Thousands and thousands of cupid, if you put together, and Krishna is more beautiful than that. Same way Balramji also very, 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 very beautiful. He is like a crystal color, and he wears a blue garments. He likes a blue color, and he always wear a blue garments. Is very, very wonderful, and he is decorated with various garlands. He wears a very, very beautiful garlands. That garlands and the smell comes very, very wonderful. The spread, the aroma. He is having a very, very handsome color, handsome hair, and he is wearing very, very beautiful kuntala earrings. In Damodara Ashtakam, also Satyavarta Muni, he glorifies that Krishna is having a very, very kuntala. Same way, Balramji also having a very, very kuntala, and he is wearing a very, very beautiful jewelries and bracelets, and he is a very, very strong arms. Bala means strength, and if he does not have a strength, how he can give a strength to others, and how he can hold entire universe on his hold in the form of the Ananta Shesha. So he is very strong, his arms are very, very strong, and arms are touching his thighs, very, very tall. And the millions of rising moon, his beauty, so just like when millions of moons are rising together, what will be the beauty? And the Balramji's beauty is much more than that. His strength is boundless. Even a small strength can destroy everything. He's a very, very minute part of his strength can destroy the entire universe and entire the demon he can, all the demons he can kill. And he knows about Krishna. Krishna is a Ete chamsa kalapum saha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indriyari Vyakulam Loke Mridayante Yuhe Yuhe. Srimad Bhagavatam explained, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows everything. He knows everything. Balramji, he knows that Krishna is a God. He is having unlimited strength. God means he should have a 6 opulence in full. Strength, he should be very, very strength. He is very powerful and he is knowledgeable. He is a very, very beautiful. He is all renowned. He is having all wealth and he should be all fame. So in this way, God means he should have a 6 opulence in full, that Balramji is aware that Krishna is the God. But still, whenever Krishna enter into the forest in Vrindavan, he go on play, and Krishna, Balramji always accompany Lord Krishna, because he always protect Krishna out of love. And he knows that Krishna is a God, but still out of love, he always go with Krishna. He never leaves Krishna, because he is a Balramji, is a elder brother. Krishna is a younger brother, and he always think that elder brother duty is to protect the younger brother. So in this way, he always goes in the forest and he always protect Krishna. Balramji, he killed many asuras, like a Danukasura. Then he killed Pralambasura also. Then once Samba, and he loved Duryodhana's daughter. So when Duryodhana's daughter, she also beautiful, and Samba, and he likes Duryodhana's daughter, he kidnapped. Then immediately this Kauravas, they arrested Samba. Then immediately Balramji became very, very angry. He went to the Hastinapura and he said that if you are not releasing Samba, then with my plow I will pull Hastinapura into the ocean. Then immediately he took a plow and he about to pull entire Hastinapura in the ocean. Immediately they become very, very fearful. So in this way, Balramji, he did so many wonderful leelas. Then he killed Romaharshana Shuta also. Romaharshana Suta, he was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. So at that time, it is explained when we are sitting in the Vyasasana, just like for example, when we are giving a class, we are not supposed to get up. You know, for example, if somebody comes and so many people will be hearing, we will be speaking, and so many people will be keep on coming. And it is mentioned we should always offer obeisance to the Vaishnavas. So every time if you are getting up from the Vyasasana offering obeisance, then that will become the only we can offer obeisance. We cannot give a class. So that regards, one who is sitting in Vyasasana, he represents Vyasadev, and he is not supposed to get up and offer obeisance to anybody other than his spiritual master. We are not supposed to get up every time and offer obeisance to even elderly devotees also. For example, I am the junior devotee giving a class. If senior comes inside the hall, inside the temple, and we don't need to get up. But if my spiritual master comes, immediately I should offer obeisance. Even though I may be sitting in a Vyasasana, I may be giving a class, but as soon as I saw my spiritual master, immediately I should get up and offer obeisance to my spiritual master. So this is the position for the spiritual master, for the guru, and what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His supreme, if while I'm giving a class sitting in the Vyasasana, his Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he comes. Wow. So how can I sit like an ignorant person? If somebody is sitting and speaking like a learned, and if somebody is speaking without offering obeisance to the Supreme Personality of God, then he is a great ignorant. So in this way, Romaharshana Suta, he was giving a Srimad Bhagavatam class. That time Lord Balramji, he appeared in the assembly. When he entered the assembly, and Romaharshana Suta, and he is supposed to get up from his asana, he is supposed to offer obeisance to Lord Balramji, because he is a God himself. He is not different from Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of God Himself. Only Supreme Personality of God comes, when the spiritual master comes, these are the two cases minimum we should get up from the Vyasas and we should offer obeisances. But Romaharishna Sutta, he neglected. He was giving like a learned man, and he disobeyed to offer obeisances to Lord Balramji, and immediately Balramji, he become very very angry. He is a supreme God, he don't get angry, but externally he shown the angry to teach the people in general. If he is not teaching all the leaders, whenever the subordinate do the mistake, the leader should immediately correct it. Unless what will happen? If somebody is doing mistake, and if he simply close, even for example, if the children is doing mistake, and if you are not correcting them, what will happen? Then they will become the parent, and then their children will do the mistake, and they will not correct. So in this way, then people will keep doing a mistake. So just to correct that, and externally he shown the anger, and he just took the grass, and he immediately cursed, and Romaharishna Sutta become die. So this is the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then there is a very beautiful pastime of marriage of Lord Balramji. One day the consort of Lord Balramji is a Revati, Mother Revati. Mother Revati and his father, they were actually searching for a suitable boy. So that time nobody, his father, Revati's father, he could not find any suitable boy for the marriage of her daughter. Then immediately he approached Lord Brahma. He went to Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, along with Revati. While he is going, and he saw that Lord Brahma, he was actually hearing a music, very wonderful music. All the Gandharvas, they were actually playing a very wonderful music, and Lord Brahma, he was sitting and hearing and enjoying, and he is listening all those things. So that time, and he waited, Revati and her father, they were actually waiting for Lord Brahma. Then after the music is finished, and then they approached and explained, "Oh my dear Brahma, I need a suitable boy for my daughter." Then immediately Lord Brahma started laughing, because when this Revati and her father, they approached Satya Loka, and they were waited for some times, and the duration, the calculation in Satya Loka and the earthly planet are totally different. Even a fraction of second, when we spend even a fraction of second in Satya Loka, in Brahma Loka, Brahma, where Lord Brahma Ji is there, and in the earthly planet, so many yugas will finish. It's like in heavenly planet, if you see, when we spend 6 months, that is a half day for the Devi and Devatas. And when we spend another 6 months, that is a night for them. So that means when we spend 1 year in earthly planet, so that is a 1 day for the heavenly planet. So then we can imagine what will be the calculation in Satya Loka. So in this way, Brahmaji explained, "Oh my dear king, and so many yugas are finished, all your relatives and everybody is died, everybody is finished. So all this yuga is finished. Now in earthly, Krishna and Balram, they are there. Okay, go to earthly planet, you find Balramji, he is Vishnu himself, he is non-different from Sri Krishna, and he is a suitable boy for your daughter." So in this way, Lord Balramji explained. Then the king, he came to earthly planet, then he approached Lord Balram. So when this king and Revati came to the earthly planet, and they found that all the people were this Revati, and his father is very very tall in earthly planet, because Revati and his father, there belongs to the previous yugas. Even if you see in previous yuga, like Bhima and all those things, they are very very huge, gigantic. It is not like our size, 5 feet, 6 feet, not like that. They are all very very tall and gigantic in previous yugas. So when Balramji saw that Revati was very very tall, because he belongs to the previous yuga, and immediately he took a plow and he just put it on her and reduce the, just he pull Revati, and he is a soldier, and she become very very tall, suitable to the suitable to the people. So in this way, very very beautiful marriage happened between Balramji and Revati. So in this way, Lord Balramji pastime is a very very beautiful and blissful, and his only mission is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So whoever glorify Lord Balramji, or whoever hears the pastime of Lord Balramji, or whoever serve Lord Balram, they get unlimited blessing from Balramji. Once we get the Balramji blessing, then we can get the blessing from Shri Krishna. Just like without serving the spiritual master, we cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, Balramji represents Adi Guru. So when we get the blessings of by serving Balramji, then we get the blessing of Shri Krishna. Then we can unlimited. We can get the unlimited happiness in this life, then we can go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Balram Ji Purnim, Balram, Balaram Purnima Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Hari Om Tassat.